Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Hey guys, Tim Miller from The Bulwark here with managing editor Sam Stein. We popped on over the weekend to talk about the Bernie AOC Fight Oligarchy Tour. And I'm intrigued that some of the themes that we covered there were also covered by Georgia Senator John Ossoff, who's, you know, maybe not as far on the progressive end as Bernie and AOC, in what was kind of essentially a kickoff for what's going to be a very important Senate race there in Georgia in 2026. So, Sam, I want to play for everybody this clip of Ossoff, but do you have any top line thoughts on him first?
No, play the clip.
All right, here we go. Let's take a look at John Ossoff in Georgia over the weekend.
Trump's cabinet is worth like $60 billion. That's not even including Elon. They are literally the elites they pretend to hate. The president is not at his palace in Florida thinking about whether you can afford daycare for your daughter or how to stop insurance companies from denying your claim or anything that matters to our daily lives. When is the last time you even heard Donald Trump talk about health care or child care? He's talking about invading Greenland. He's handing your data over to Elon Musk. By the way, I'm all for government efficiency. And government programs aren't sacred, they have to work. But when you randomly fire tens of thousands of people, no matter what role they fill, no matter how well they're performing, and then you have to scramble to fire them back because you accidentally fired the people who run the Veterans Crisis Line, and you accidentally fired the people who watch out for Ebola at the CDC, and you accidentally fired the people who fight bird flu on our poultry farms, and the people who protect our nuclear weapons. When you shut down research into Alzheimer's treatments and cures for childhood cancer, that's not efficiency. That's just cruelty and chaos.
All right, there you go. He tweeted the clip with, yesterday Atlanta roared, Georgia will bow to no king. We're just getting started. What'd you make of Ossoff?
Well, I think the background here is that he's probably the most endangered Democrat up for a cycle in the Senate this year. Really could be bad for him if the state's governor, Brian Kemp, decides to run. We don't know if that's going to happen. I thought, you know, I was listening to it. I thought the messaging was like, spot on, frankly, especially for a state that's difficult like Georgia. It wasn't overly liberal. It wasn't overly progressive. It was just sort of like exactly the themes that you and I have been harping on, which is like these people are not for government efficiency. They're for chaos. They're in it for themselves. This is corruption. There were a few things that were kind of interesting that really piqued my interest. So he did actually talk about he didn't like go away from addressing some of the hot button cultural issues like immigration, for instance. But he did it in this way that, again, I think is more effective for Democrats. And he's like, does it make sense to turn our military bases into prison camps for immigrants? That's not necessarily a strictly anti deportation or anti enforcement messaging. It's like kind of a couched version of it in which you basically say you're going about it the wrong way and you're screwing up our other resources. And so I thought that was kind of interesting. And the other thing was, we could talk about the corruption stuff because that was the primary focus. And I think that's where he wants the attention anyway. But the other thing that was interesting was that he talked about all these side pursuits that the Trump White House is obsessed with. And he's like, does it make any sense for you to have a president who's more focused on acquiring Greenland than ensuring that we have good health care. And that's the stuff I think Democrats probably need to really get into. It's not just Greenland. It's this idea that this man in the Oval Office is obsessed with trivial, weird vendettas and insults, and there's real world problems that are going unaddressed because of it. If you can harness that message, I think people will really latch onto it, regardless of where they fall in that ideological spectrum.
Yeah, I thought it was really compelling. The, you know, he's at his palace in Mar-a-Lago, worried about Greenland.
Right.
I think he's. Have you ever heard him talk about your health care? Have you ever heard about them talk about your child care? Do you think he cares about that? I was harping on this during the 24 campaign that, like, there is a wrong conventional wisdom that is, don't take the bait, don't talk about Trump's stupid stuff. You know, he wants you to talk about the Cajuns and the cats and the Greenland and whatever it was at the time. And I say to them during the campaign, like, essentially people should do what Ossoff did. Like, there is a way to leverage his bait in your favor, right? Which is, like, he wants to talk about this stupid shit. He's obsessed over stuff that doesn't matter to you at all. You know, like, you want somebody that actually cares about you and cares about your problems and cares about the real interests and wants to fix them, not somebody that's obsessed with insert whatever Trump's latest stupidity is. I think that's just a much better frame than ignoring it or than trying to, like, go at it on the merits and be like, well, Denmark actually does, you know, 2.5% in NATO, right? Like, I would agree with that. I will talk about that as a pundit. But as a politician, I think this is the right frame.
Right. You don't want to be like, oh, we shouldn't offend the, you know, Denmark and the king and the queen. No, like, people are like, yeah, I'd be fine acquiring Denmark, whatever. But the problem is like,
Denmark? I don't know if anybody, I mean, sorry, you're the first person to propose acquiring Denmark.
I want Denmark. Trump's shooting too low. No.
Copenhagen is beautiful.
Exactly. No, I'm going to refocus. I think the problem is, and he's right, is focus on the lack of attention on the stuff that matters. Let me just tell a little story about this, because this is a perpetual argument within Democratic politics that you've touched on. I remember a conversation I was having, I'm not going to name the official, though I'll try to get his permission, during the heat of, like, the summer of 2016, when it looked like Hillary was doing really well, but it was kind of getting closer. Remember that point? Sure. And I was talking to this Democrat who has been on a bunch of these campaigns, and he was beside himself because she was picking all these fights. Like, he shouldn't have the nuclear codes. He's crazy, saying all these wild things. He's, you know, bad for it. He's, you know, marginalizing these communities. And this guy was like, all you should say is, this guy's a phony populist. He makes his fucking ties in China. He's like, just go after him for making his ties in China. Like, that's it. Like, he doesn't care about you. He just wants to make a buck. Like, he's a phony.
He stiffed his own contractors.
Yeah, like, just focus on that. He's just a phony. And they never really could do it, or they never chose to do it. And look, I don't think Ossoff's doing that per se, but it's much closer to that than what Hillary was doing, and I guess a little bit to what Kamala Harris was doing. And I think, you know, it also has the benefit of roping in Elon. And we could talk a little bit about Elon, because he focused a lot of that speech on Elon and Doge and the chaos that it sowed.
Yeah, let's talk about Elon. And then I want to talk about one other thing that I think has been interesting that ties the AOC rallies, this John Ossoff thing, and my interview with Wes Moore from last week. But we'll end with that. But on the Elon side, Elon is real vulnerability. And the joke, Ossoff's joke, was pretty funny, where he's like, the cabinet's worth $60 billion. And that doesn't even include Elon, right? And so you see the numbers.
$60 billion? Wow.
I mean, Besant is $22 billion, just to himself.
Yeah.
And Linda McMahon, that, I mean, she's got that wrestling fortune.
And yeah, Lutnick and Witkoff, you know, we're getting up there.
Witkoff isn't even in the cabinet. So you're right. In there. Yeah, I mean, you probably get the number up to a trillion. Some researchers should do some math around that. But it does, again, like, it feels like Elon is probably a bigger vulnerability, particularly as you mentioned this in Georgia. You know, in potentially very tough ways with Brian Kemp, Trump won Georgia, right? So you're in a midterm, you already have a little bit of an uphill battle. Kemp is popular, but the stuff that Elon is doing, you know, cutting government work, there's a lot of military there, a lot of CDC, you know, employees, potential vulnerability there, I think.
Yeah, and again, he did it in a way that's like, I don't want to call it like triangulation, because it's not that, but it's sort of like a little bit of a bank shot where he's like, look, I'm all for efficiency. I want to like cut down on government. I want to get the deficit down. But I don't want to accidentally fire people like in the, you know, nuclear weapons, you know, containment and working on infectious disease research and helping contain the bird flu. Like, that's stupid. And so it really comes down to, and I think he said it was efficiency versus cruelty and chaos. And if that's the frame, I think people will be happy with that. I mean, I again, we talked about this over the weekend. I think something's happening here. I'm not sure what it is, but like, there's so much pent up frustration and anger and fear all around the country. And they just are looking for ways to channel this stuff. And so you have the Tesla part that's put them aside. The AOC Bernie stuff is real. And then you have Ossoff go on for this rally. And, you know, he's a good orator and he had a good audience, but like the virality of those clips are people are just looking for something that can make them feel like there's someone making sense or at least pushing back on this in the moment. And I think, you know, that works for him, obviously.
Yeah. I think the other thing that works, which I want to close, is that how he's framing this as, you know, they're the elites that they pretend to hate.
Yeah.
We're going at the elites too. Because right. I think that if you, I think ideologically, you know, probably if you put them on a spectrum, you'd have AOC and Bernie close, maybe Bernie furthest to the left, then AOC a little bit closer, and then Ossoff closer to the middle, and then Wes Moore, who I interviewed, like closer to kind of the center left of the party. But all of them are saying the same thing. Whether it's like all of them are positioning themselves, I think, correctly as like anti-oligarchy, anti-elites, like the system is broken. We got to fix the system. And I just think that is going
to
be
much
more.
That's what Trump was doing to them.
Yeah, right. Exactly. They have to co-opt it now. And yeah. I think that the Democrats got caught in a trap that was a really hard trap. We've talked about it a bunch, which is how do you defend democracy and institutions when people are skeptical or hostile to the institutions, right? It's tough to be like, we're going to protect the thing you either don't care about that much
or
don't trust, right? And Wes, I thought it was the strongest part of his interview with me last week. And you see Ossoff doing it here. Obviously, that's going to be central to the Bernie AOC thing. I just think that kind of thread going sort of across the spectrum within the party is pretty notable.
Totally agree. Nothing to add on to that. I think that's the nugget. It's like if you can be the anti-elite, usually that works. But it's hard because Trump kind of forced the frame in the other direction. Trump's made it easier by hiring literally every billionaire under the sun to sit for him and then having dumb-dumbs Howard Lutnick go out there and be like, they can live without a week of Social Security. You know, I think that makes it a little easier. But yeah.
Your Lutnick impersonation is much better than my Witkoff. People, keep an eye out. Our live event with Bill Kristol, which is coming up on the YouTube page here. I did a dramatic reading of the Witkoff-Tucker Carlson interview.
Oh, God.
I did do their voices. I thought my Tucker was pretty good. My Witkoff needed a little work. You come in from, you have that little Northeast sort of Jewish experience. It gets you a little better. Yeah,
that's anti-Semitic.
I hope not. I don't think so. I'm honoring you and your experience. All right, everybody, subscribe to the feed. Sam Stein. We'll be back soon.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.